tingly, like hard to.
What if you had Wembanyama's finger length?
Would I make it to the league? I would make it to a league, maybe not the NBA.
Hello.
Volleyball?
Bowling.
Bowling.
Good shout.
So, I mean, we aren't talking about this, but could Wembanyama be possibly the greatest professional bowler of all time?
Does he even know how to bowl?
Can he even do that?
Okay, I have a story about professional bowling. I had a kid in my high school who was one of the top-ranked bowlers in America.
Can we acknowledge Jonah bringing up Wemby for no reason at all again?
Jonah will bring up Wemby.
For zero reason. Wemby, yeah. Please come on our show. We have your biggest fan here. I think unconsciously he would follow. He would, if you jumped off a bridge, Wemby, Jonah would go diving. He would come in his swim trunks.
I would assume it was a rational choice if Wembanyama did it.
Thanks. That's how I feel, but with J.R. Smith, Henny got. Someone should read this, by the way.
Anything is possible.
Owen, you want to read it?
Sure. This is Airball, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Nice.
And we are Airball, and we are Airheads, as all they right. call us.
I'm gonna play one song. One that I was trying to play, but it was just not. It came on because it was in the queue. This is a song by Lonzo Ball, back when he went under the moniker Z-O-Zo. What you rocking Z-O-2s? But I'm not going to play that one. Because when we were at last week, we played... Nah, bro, this one is fire.
We played it last week.
This is a different one.
I can't do Lonzo again.
Bro, if Wemby made a song...
I can't listen to a guy who had more knees than...
Nonstop.
I have more knee matter. I have more matter in my knees than Lonzo.
The only guy with less knee matter than
fine.
Me that
I'll
I
play another NBA
Derek
player
Rose.
Song. Alright, fine. Be careful what you wish for.
What if I can guess the song?
Alright, yeah. No. This is a game for any listener. Which NBA player has made this song?
Dame Dalla.
Bro.
I was about to guess that.
No, it's not Dame Dalla.
Luka Doncic.
It might be
actually. Thanasis.
Look for God when you're trying to fight the odds. Need to look up to the sky and let go of all the pride. The game changing, we're trying to make arrangements and let go of that anger, put that food into our brain instead. Aiming steady at the youth, we trying to change culture. New leaders, we ain't coming from that same holster. Been in that heat of the moment, we from that same toaster. Emotions rolling, just know I've been on that same coaster. That fame heavyweight to carry up the heaven's gates. Know that heat rise, the devil gotta levitate. We elevate, son, no hesitate. Son, we was born to lose, but we gon' get it done.
I've seen sounds in my mind.
All right, no more. This is horrible. Yeah, I'm not gonna subject you all to any more of that, especially since this is Boston. But like, yeah, Damian Lillard, great flow, but just utterly corny lyrics.
Who's the Wembanyama of rappers?
Sorry, this one really got me. Probably Ludacris.
Ludacris.
Maybe Lil Peep.
Ludacris. Play some Ludacris. Play some Baby Tron.
Maybe like RXK Nephew. Wembanyama, RXK. Go together.
Yeet, new mic.
Play
if you
want to
cue some stuff, I'll put it on.
How long are you going to stay on, Jonah?
Until 2. Or until 3.
It is 2.
Until 3. I have another hour.
Another
15.
Hmm?
15
more minutes.
Yeah, that's. Wait, are we just playing normal music now?
Yeah, we can just play music. I don't want to do any more music. Talking. Yeah, y'all just cue some stuff up. I'll cue it.
Gotta be going hard.
Thank you.
When I took my first breath, I was obsessed, how much money could I get? I was obsessed, how could I make my paper stretch? I was obsessed, how many plays could we catch? The stage was set when I took my first breath. I was obsessed, how much money could I get? I was obsessed, how could I make my paper stretch? I was obsessed, how many plays could we catch? Preoccupied, see dollar signs in my eyes. Stay on my mind, focused though I'm always high. Nigga, what's new? You walked past it before you came inside. That ZR1 in my driveway that I just got today. Could do it like we got no sense, or do it the cool way. Nobody get hurt and all the real hustlers get paid. The game so laid to Tony, while over them Omar Suarez body was swinging from the helicopter from people not doing their business proper. Learn how to extract them jewels from the movies you watching. Andretti and Alchemist formed the monopoly. The stage was set when I took my first breath. I was obsessed, how much money could I get? I was obsessed, how could I make my paper stretch? I was obsessed, how many plays could we catch? The stage was set when I took my first breath. I was obsessed, how much money could I get? I was obsessed, how could I make my paper stretch? I was obsessed, how many plays could we catch? The stage was set when I took my first breath. I was obsessed, how much paper could I get? I was obsessed, how could I make my paper stretch? I was obsessed, how could I make my paper stretch?
He passes slower cars in moving up. He really puts his foot in on the straightaway.
Like this. We're mic'd.
What's going on?
I was excited for the mic song. Damn.
Oh, you're saying not put the mic on
we're
playing.
No. I want to hear
what you're
saying.
Oh,
I want Luca to hear that song too.
We got so many conflictions.
Anyway, Nubble. The other day, Matthew's making noodles in our room, and we have these Momofuku noodles that. I'm good. Okay.
Yeah, no, mixing.
We have these Momofuku noodles that are really good, but they're meant to be like made on a stove, like in a pot with a strainer, like actual noodles. But we're just microwaving them, which is not how it's meant to be done.
You can do it. It's okay.
So you can do it. So we've developed a system, not really. I developed an arbitrary system that Matthew was trying to replicate the next day, and he turned around and looked at me like trying to like figure out one of these steps and just said, Nubble? And just looked at me and said, Nubble. And what? Obviously, I don't know what that means. So I looked at him with the same skepticism. And it turns out Nubble meant that was like a, I don't know, a typo, a brain fart. It was a brain typo. He's trying to say double. And he was referencing how much time he should put it in the microwave for.
He's pretty obscure.
Hence, Nubble.
That's pretty sick. I like ramen. It's one of my favorite foods.
Mama but it's Fuku not ramen. Ramen is nice.
It's not ramen.
It's actually like a different noodle.
Momofuku noodles are good.
They're good. They're good.
That's quality.
When we talk about the quality difference between them and a Maruchan, what would you say it's like a like what point
what,
differential?
What is it? What, can someone describe this to me? I don't know what any of these are.
It's a noodle.
Except for Momofuku.
It's like noodles.
Noodles, they're like stringy things. Like, you can cook them in water, put some sauce on them, eat them.
You mean mansplaining noodles to me.
Sometimes we cook them in like mystery liquids too because we just try to mix it up.
We also don't have a strainer, so it stays.
We just strain it with our hands. We pass it back and forth.
Oh
like a,
my God.
We ball it up like a football.
We throw it across the room.
We throw it across the room, and whoever's pillow gets the most soaked.
Yeah,
with
our
noodles.
Beds, oh my God, they're just covered in noodle water. It's crazy.
Our beds are covered in noodle water.
We have all sorts of crazy roommate rituals.
Give me another one. Do you guys have like a shrine to someone?
We play a thing called knees football, which is where we each get on our knees, and one end of the room is the one end zone, and the other end of the room is the other end zone, and we just everything, anything goes, no fouls, no anything. You can do whatever you want to the other person, and it usually ends. It's like one whoever's bleeding the most, who's the most injured.
My brothers and I did this. We called it bed football, where you just one someone's on one side, the other person's on the other, and you just try to get to the other side of the bed, and someone always ends up getting pushed.
Yeah,
off the bed
I actually did play that with my brother. It was called like.
I didn't know this was a shared game.
Rack 'em and sack 'em tackle. Like it, we call it like some long-winded name.
Who normally won?
Huh?
Who normally won?
Between me and my brother?
Yeah.
I mean, I was the older brother.
Oh, see.
My brother wasn't huge until we were like 17. Until I was like 17, so.
So you're like the Tom Brady of Whack 'em, Smack 'em.
Not Tom Brady. I'm like Brian Dawkins. Like I'm like everyone rolled into one because you're both the quarter. You're a quarterback, a running back, a receiver, and then like a linebacker and a D line. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. No. So these boys live in a specific dorm, which is closer to a trailer park than a dorm. It is what it is, though. You know, it's a charming place. And
is it?
Oh, it is.
It's charming.
That's
dude.
True. Like, that's true.
It has an undeniable splendor.
Charm. It does have the hotel charm.
Exactly. It's good for running. So, like, if you want to get cardio in early in the morning, you wake up, you run laps back and forth.
I actually love
dorm.
Running down the hallway. It's such an efficient
What's
way.
Your, what would your hotel hallway mile time be?
Hotel hallway.
Probably about a 4:45.
I'm thinking like a 2.
Luca, hotel hallway mile time.
A mile?
Everyone knows you run faster in a hotel hallway, barefoot.
Oh as a God. Child, too.
9 minutes, yeah. 9.5 minutes.
Oh, I think you'd be.
He's
more
being realistic.
Than that.
Sometimes I'll be getting ready to go to sleep and I'll just hear somebody scurrying down the hall and it's Matthew running to the door.
Do you ever, like, to get his noodles?
No, because if you're going to the bathroom or getting water, you might as well run back to your room. It's faster. Like, why walk? Sprint
wait,
back.
What do you think
everyone in the common room's looking at me like, what the
hell? Well, I'm thinking, like, what if somebody comes out? And I said to him when he came in the room, I was like, what if somebody comes out and sees you? And he's like, what do you mean?
Not possible.
I'm too, like, fast. Right.
Too fast.
He's secure in his ways.
I mean, what do you think about people who pound on the door of your dorm in the middle
That's
of the night?
We told
who did that.
It was I did that.
Of it.
I can tell the story. I basically, my phone was dead. My identification and all access cards that I own were in their room.
No,
and I'm
that's
like,
not true.
Shh. I'm gonna mute you if you interrupt me. It was like 3 a.m. It was a crazy night. And I needed to get into the dorm. So I'm just like, all right, last resort. I got to pound on the door because I couldn't get in. I'm pounding. Someone lets me in, like some poor soul who I woke up. Every head in the mods is poking their heads out of their door. Like, I woke up the entire dorm. And I woke up them too. They
were Didn't
pissed.
Someone come out of their dorm who was sleeping? Was it Curran?
Yeah, everyone came out. Like, everyone's
really?
Eyes were poking
I mean,
out.
Matthew and I were sitting in bed scared. Like, our covers pulled up to
like
our eyes.
You just terrorize the entire mod.
I might do it again, like on April Fool's or something.
I would hope not.
I would hope you wouldn't do it again.
I will get pissed, as I did also, the first time.
Is it like morally impermissible to wake up the mods on April Fool's?
Morally impermissible. That came up a lot today.
We were talking about war ethics.
Let's leave that.
Yeah, let's not talk about war ethics. I mean, my favorite thing is talking about just war theory on the radio.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm still wired. I had a yerba mate at 9 p.m.
That's a good point.
At what point, like, can you no longer take a yerba mate at the end of the day?
I took one at 9 p.m.
If you're on the West Coast, you in school in L.A., shout out to Aiden Ailey. What time can you cap off at a yerba mate?
I usually treat it as like a 4 p.m. Cutoff. But I've been pushing that back later and later. If I have a thing I need to be stimulated for, doesn't matter. I can always sleep.
Yerb doesn't stimulate me like coffee does, so it's just like I just stay on it.
What's like your snack of choice with the yerba mate? For me, I love me some baba ganoush.
I'm talking the saltines.
Baba ganate.
Yeah. When you're for each of you, when you come back to your room at late at night, what is your go-to vending machine
at
1-2 punch?
Right,
217. What is your vending machine combo that you're gonna get?
I don't do vending machines. I got my snack game never lacks.
I don't have my own snacks.
My
I get a Milky
dorm
Way.
Doesn't have baba ganoush, so what am I gonna have?
You gotta get
protest.
I guess hummus or some other thing.
Put up posters that say baba ganoush and Stratton.
Need baba ganoush.
All dorms should have baba ganoush. That's tough.
Oh, and you should start vending it out of your room. You should make your place known as the baba ganoush spot.
Rule three of the
streets. Come to Stratton.
You must have baba ganoush in Strat.
Baba ganoush being taken.
Come to Stratton for homemade baba ganoush.
Unconceived levels.
This is like an entrepreneurship idea.
Yeah.
Like you could start a whole business around this.
Talk
baba
about
ganoush.
That.
Every evening,
Baba's ganoush. It could be Baba's ganoush,
and you're Baba.
You're
you
Baba.
Change your name to Baba.
But Baba's not even a name. Baba's just like an idea. So anyone could be Baba.
Baba's ganoush.
But by the way, we were challenged like 5 minutes ago to sneak the word Baba ganoush into the show.
You were challenged.
Yeah.
Well, now it's good.
My friend Aiden from Occidental.
Obviously not hidden.
I guess Occidental. That's cool.
We just talked about it.
Yeah.
Not really sneaked in.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
We came
with
the whole business
idea. If you say afterwards
idea.
We were challenged, then it's not really sneaking it in.
Yeah, you kind of messed it up right there.
Well, Aiden contributed to Baba's ganoush.
Is that why it's called Baba ganoush?
Feel free to be an angel investor.
Because it's Baba's.
Baba's making that ganoush, that good noosh.
Went the good noosh or the bad noosh?
The good noosh.
Baba's good noosh or Baba's bad noosh?
It's the good noosh. It's Baba's good noosh. That's the company. Baba's
sold.
Good noosh. Baba's
sold.
Good
put
noosh.
That on Shark Tank.
No, it's like good,
fighting
but like
for
good.
Shelf space in
it's
Stratton
good,
Hall.
But it's good with two O's, no D, and it's an apostrophe after the last O. It's Baba's good noosh. That's
Baba's ganoush.
Baba's ganoush.
I have a marketing plan. I have a marketing plan for Baba's ganoush. You hit up Shea Gilgeous Alexander. You tell him, hey, we'll give you Wembanyama and Shea. You get the two of them in their tunnel fit picks. They're wearing the toughest thing ever. They got a little bowl, a really artistic, brutalist bowl of Baba ganoush, and they're walking.
Brutalist bowl of Baba.
They got a dog next to them. The dog is dressed in Rick Owens, but it's not actual Rick Owens. It's our other side project.
It's seriously just Rick Ross.
What is the end goal of this?
The end goal is market dominance. We want to take over this market.
Would you rather have Baba ganoush with Avery Bradley or Corey Brewer?
Would you rather have Draymond Green with Baba ganoush or Patrick Beverly with
peanut butter and jelly?
Patouche, yeah.
Or would you rather eat shawarma with Michael Porter Jr.?
You ain't get his second.
He's a vegan, by the way.
How about a baklava with Sam Decker?
Oh my god.
He's probably also a vegan, to be honest. Would you rather force Michael Porter Jr. to eat meat with you? Or would you rather force him to take a vaccine?
What are you saying?
He's both a vegan and an anti-vaxxer.
Oh my god. I didn't know that existed.
He's a vegan and anti-vaxxer?
Exactly.
That honestly lines up.
Is there animal products in vaccines?
No, I think he's just an anti-vaxxer.
No, there's just similar belief sets.
I know, but I feel like it would really kill two birds with one stone. He would be able to like get rid of a whole one half of his crazy accusations if there was animal products and vaccines. Then it's just him being vegan.
I mean, I guess that there's some type of like organic material, and if you push that to its logical conclusion, he doesn't want to eat plants, which doesn't make sense because he eats plants for his whole life. Yeah. I don't know.
Baba Ghanoush with Brandon Jennings or Darren Collison?
Jennings. Yeah.
Would you rather have with
Darren Collison's Greek?
What? No way.
Yo, Tony Sneller, Brandon Knight.
That's just fabricated.
If you had to choose. For a game winner, Tony Sneller, Brandon Knight.
Brandon Knight's bad.
You can't have Brandon. I'd have Tony Snell.
Tony Snell's not going to put up a shot or move the ball.
Yeah, Tony Snell might be cold. Tony Snell hasn't taken one shot attempt all night, so he might not be ready.
I don't think Brandon Knight has seen the court all night.
No, but Brandon Knight is night all famous night? For blowing.
Getting famous for being dunked on by DeAndre Jordan.
And that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my DJ. Go that's my DJ.
Hey.
That was the most hype thing ever. That was like the best thing.
If you guys want to know what it's like to be a Clippers fan,
the pinnacle of being a Clippers fan is when DeAndre Jordan would do something cool and they play. That's my DJ.
Go DJ. That's my DJ.
Put like skateboarding sounds on? What is it? No, just wait for it. This is exactly what
I'm
saying. I've been playing this all night.
It's like such a perfect transition into the song, too. How does that happen? I feel like, okay, this is my proposal. We read the PSA, and then I'm in the dip.
Yeah,
I already read the PSA.
Yeah. We gotta read it
I'll
again,
read it,
dude.
I'll read it.
Should
I'll
we all it. Chant it together? We should all...
every we can hour. Read
that's
it.
That's a bit culty.
I think that's what it needs, though. We get a really culty PSA, and we all recite it together.
How are we all gonna
Owen
see
Owen and
it?
I can harmonize. I'm not, I'll go low.
Yeah, here. I want two people saying the PSA.
I'll go high then.
I'm gonna give you a stipulation. I want you guys to chant it. Like, not just read it, but I want, like.
No,
like,
but we're already harmonizing. Little... Harmonizing is one task, chanting's another. You can't make us multitask.
Don't make a mockery of the PSA, though.
Chant is crazy. Yeah,
don't do that.
Pick a harmonizable one.
Pick a okay one, yeah. Like a positive one.
Yeah, harmonizable. That's like a. Yeah. Okay, we can do.
Huh? Alright, here we go.
Okay, you ready? I'm going high, you go low.
I don't know.
Major key. Hit it, boys.
You go low, though.
Three, right, two,
let's go,
one.
No, let's go real low. Three, two, one, go. Numbers to think about.
Numbers to think about. US healthcare costs.
Health spending per person in the U.S.
was $12,914 in 2021, which was over $5,000 more than any other high-income nation. The average amount spent on healthcare per person in comparable countries.
$6,125.
Is less than half of what the U.S. spends per capita. So every single day it costs us as Americans more than $35 each just for medical expenses. That's more than $1.47 an hour every hour, whether we are awake or sleeping.
Numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Radio. That was lovely. Thank you, guys.
No harmonization.
Well, okay, when we talk about harmonization, I think, like,
no
it helps.
No harmonization, just harm.
No, but it was, I think it was just zation.
It was harm on that zation. Harmonization.
Harmonization. No. Harm on my station.
Wait, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Airball, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a great evening, and have a great Friday.
Good night.
90% of us are signing off.
Yeah, it's just me. It's going to be a lonesome next sometime. I low-key might stay in here until like 4. I don't really have anything to do, and it's the weekend. I'm going to just take over this radio station. I'm like a maniacal guy. It's me. I'm solo. All the friends are leaving.
Peace out, guys. Please, Wembanyama, come on our show. We would love it.
Yeah, if any of Celtics front office are listening.
See you guys, Celtics? Nah, Wemby. Oh, see you guys next week.
We don't like the Celtics. They're not our friends. All right, fellas, take it easy. Hence, all right, we're going to continue with some more music. I'm about to play some weird stuff, some stuff that will make you shocked, make you happy. make you cry, make you bewildered. Let's see what we're working with. This is Hasabe by Ayalu Mesfin.
Come on, let's get started. Nothing monkeying around. Yeah, the money's just rolling in. Listen, I got no problem with that. No quarrel whatsoever. I'm feeling real good today. My entire body is lean and tan. Come on over. Come on. Look at my stomach muscles. Thank you.
I could have words, or I could have solitude. Silent but fallen, what is my place in this world? Running round looking for treasure in the ground. You always told me you loved me, just memories now.
In the dark. the first time I tasted somebody else's spit, I had a coughing fit. I mistakenly called them by your name. I was let down, it wasn't the same. I'm doing fine, trying to derail my one-track mind, regaining my self-worth in record time. But I can't help but think of your other in the bed that was mine. Am I masochist, resisting urges to punch you in the teeth, call you a bitch and leave? Why did I come here to sit and watch you stare at your feet? What was the plan? Absolve your guilt and shake hands. As well, but let me kiss your lips so I know how it felt. Pay for my coffee and leave before the sun goes down. Walk 4 hours in the dark, feeling all hell.
It gets you down when you're ill, not for certain that you are still for a while. You look around for another kind of person that you think will make you smile. Sylvie, don't you cry.
Sylvie, don't you cry.
No
more.
Sylvie, don't you try.
Sunny days in the season, we were stealing.
That's what we've done. I don't mind. It's just the way that I was feeling. Just a feeling. Just a feeling.
Don't you try? No more.
Hello, hello, hello. We are nearing the top of the hour, and that means it's time to read a PSA. Oh, I gotta grab the whole booklet. It's so far. Oh, gosh.
I should have come prepared. This is a complete mistake on my part.
But anyways, the necessary public service announcements, which are FCC required and are just helpful to the world. Okay, I'm gonna do one about emergency preparedness. Unexpected situations, such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies, can happen at any time. So, be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency coming on. This is a public service message from ready.gov at WMFO Medford Tufts Community Radio. And you're listening to Airball on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's pretty late. I'm just going to play one last song before I go. And I'll sign off. See you.
Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
If my baby, hey, this is Tim Blaine.
Who?
Tim Blaine.
Oh, Tim Blaine, the Tim Blaine Band.
That's the one.
Ah, this is Adam Olin.
And I'm James Williams.
We are the Tim Blaine Band. We are doing interpretive dance inside WMFO in Medford. It's pretty funky. It's great.
So I guess somebody's gonna break my heart soon.